Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. Nifty Midcap 100 looks set for a crucial breakout. All eyes on Vedanta board meet for dividend decision. SEBI lends on ultimate beneficiaries of FPIs from China and other countries. And India's wealthy remain insulated, make more amid the pandemic. And there is more, but first a quick glance at the state of the markets. Nifty futures on the Singapore exchange traded 28 points lower at 7 a.m, signalling likely weakness ahead on Dalal Street. Elsewhere, Asian stocks looked set for cautious gains. In early Asian trade, Nikkei futures were up 0.3%, Australia's S&P ASX 200 was flat. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index futures were down 0.11%. Positive US economic data and signs of progress in stimulus talks in Washington lifted Wall Street benchmarks overnight. Dow rose 0.54%, the S&P 500 0.52% and the tech-heavy Nasdaq 0.19%. In oil market, the oil prices held on to gains made on the previous session on Friday after Russian President Vladimir Putin indicated he would be prepared to extend record supply cuts in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. Brent crude was off 1 cent at $42.45 a barrel after having risen 1.7% on Thursday, while WTI crude slipped 2 cents to $40.62. In currency market, the rupee appreciated by 4 paise to close at 73.54 against the US dollar on Thursday as sustained foreign fund inflow strengthened investor sentiment. The dollar looked up after having suffered its largest weekly drop against the yen in a month, but it still sat about 0.8% lower for the week and in the bottom half of a month's long range. The euro fell 0.3%, the British pound 0.4% and the Japanese yen 0.2%. And in bullion, the gold and silver prices fell on Thursday in futures market in India in tandem with the decline in global markets. On MCX, December gold futures fell 0.45% to ₹51,100 per 10 gram, while silver futures declined 1.2% to ₹62,847 a kg. In international markets, gold futures weakened 1.4% this morning to $1,902.20 an ounce. All in all, Dalal Street looked indecisive. On Thursday, Nifty formed a small bullish candle or spinning top on the daily chart. However, it remained restricted in the high-low range of the previous session, indicating absence of strength on either side. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. Nifty Midcap 100 Index has been outperforming the Nifty over the past 5 sessions and nearing a crucial breakout level, giving analysts hope of its outperforming large caps in the coming sessions. The Midcap 100 has risen 2.3% to 17,171 on Thursday against Nifty's 1.1% at the closing of 11,896 in the 5 sessions through Thursday. Investors will closely watch the outcome of Vedanta's board meeting on Saturday when the company will consider its first interim dividend after it plans to delist failed. The company has drawn shareholders' ire of late for not passing on the dividend of ₹4,500 crore it received from subsidiary Hindustan Zinc in May. New Delhi is not taking its eyes off Chinese money flowing into Indian listed stocks. On Sunday, the markets regulator asked MNC banks and domestic custodians to fish out the details of beneficial owners, ultimate investors having sizable stake or control, of the large investors from China and neighboring countries like Taiwan, Hong Kong, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Nepal, Afghanistan and Bhutan trading on local exchanges through the foreign portfolio investor route. India's wealthy remained relatively insulated from the economic disruptions caused by COVID-19. Wealth per adult in India as on the half-year ended June 30s rose 0.7% from 2019, according to a global wealth report by Credit Suisse. Average wealth rose by 1.7% of the first half of 2020, the financial services firm said. Credit Suisse estimates that the rise in average wealth for 2020 will be 5-6% and 2021 will see growth of about 9%. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. SEBI has disposed of legal proceedings against Bharti Telecom, Sunil Bharti Mittal and two other senior officials in a case related to alleged violation of insider trading norms. Dr. Reddy's laboratory suffered a cyber attack early Thursday that led to production halts across several countries, including India, Brazil, Russia, the UK and the US. Most brokerages have reiterated their bullish stance on Colgate-Palmolive India after it reported strong domestic growth of 7% in the September quarter and its margins beat analyst expectations. Ambuja Cement reported a 51% rise in consolidated net profit in July to September as volumes climbed at the company that also benefited from lower operating costs. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.